Welcome back. I'm Buddy the Rat, and I'll be continuing my story today. This is a short one, but it leads to some very, let's say, uncomfortable situations for the two of us. But that's life, I guess. Either way, this is Chapter 8, What's Good for the Goose? The rules for the game were very simple and evenly matched. Technique was vague and rife with a myriad of possibilities. I have to admit that Camilla was being very mischievous here, which was a side of her I had not seen as of yet. It made sense to me much later, though. I think it was the Halloween-loving bat inside of her that brought this on. It was like a kinky game of dice where deviousness could be equally matched with a likewise amount of guile. No hard feelings, though. The game was all business, and we were going to embark on the endeavors as partners, knowing all the risks and taking all of them at the same time. I knew this was true as I witnessed Camilla's method of choosing my first hookup. She opened one of the apps, closed her eyes, and swiped down hard, turning my phone into the manifestation of a slot machine with only one reel. 1 second went by. 2 seconds. 3. Suddenly, she jabbed her finger onto the screen so hard I thought it was going to crack the glass. "There!" she cried out with a witch-like cackle. "I have chosen your date!" Without even looking at who had been chosen for me, I was somewhat flabbergasted by how she did the choosing. And one might rightly have taken umbrage with the fact that she had chosen anything at all. That was blind choosing. There was no vetting whatsoever. I could be about to end up with a serial killer. But then I thought about it. Camilla certainly had moxie, and the way she was grinning at me. Those little bloodsucker fangs had never seemed so long before. She was still cute, but it was an evil sort of cute that only comes out on the very rare Halloween where all the ghosts are wearing fuzzy kitten ears for no reason. It was at this point that I knew the stakes. The stakes were higher than they had ever been, and the same fear that this caused me also was making me very erect. I also felt a little bit of malice and anger, which ironically came with no hard feelings. The reason for this was because I knew that I could treat her just as badly, and it would be okay. Everything was consensual while, at the very same time, entirely non-consensual. I took my phone back, sent a quick message to the person she picked, and then placed my phone down on her side table. I had not even looked at who it was yet. I did not care. My focus was still on Camilla and her brilliantly devilish plan to destroy me. Retribution would soon be nigh. I took up her phone. I installed my special hookup app and made an account for her. She gave me all the information I asked for and even let me take a naked picture of her. I then began to scroll through local men, placing check marks on as many as I could see. It was only to fill out her roster quickly. I was not actually looking at any of them. But when I was done, I looked over the pictures carefully. I smacked my lips as I ogled a number of desperate men, all looking for a good time. A quick glance over at Camilla proved she was getting nervous. Good. She had this coming. Tap. Tappity-tap. Tap. 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 She got even more nervous as I typed something out. Finished with my evil acts, I tossed her phone back to her, catching, fumbling, juggling, and finally holding it firmly in her paws. She stared at the screen to see who I had picked for her. Her face turned purple again. I loved it so much. "Oh, my God," she muttered to herself. I grinned, knowing I had defeated her at her own game. Chuckling casually to myself, I picked my phone back up and looked at it. I stopped chuckling. Man, already off to a rocky start, but maybe it won't be so bad. That's it for today, though. I'm Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time. Take care. We'll be right back.